From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And it's time once again for the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Yeah. And I think the audience has a message for you, Mike. Audience, what is the message for Mike today?
Happy birthday, Mike!
Thank you.
It's a rare occurrence when we do the show on your birthday, so we had to get that done and out of the way with right off the bat. But a dominant victory over the Bears, and I guess everybody's talking about Clay Matthews, moves to inside linebacker, 11 tackles, a sack, and the Bears only averaged 2.3 yards per carry. How about that?
Definitely. It was a great performance by our defense. Moving Clay inside was, you know, something that we talked about over the bye week. I mean, it's a great idea, you know, by Dom Capers and our defensive staff, and Clay, you know, Clay just took right to it and made an impact in the game.
How many guys, Mike, have you been around that could do what he did? He went out and played a heck of a game at a brand new position. Now, he's a very talented athlete, no question, but that's unusual, is it not?
It's very unusual because you think about all the training that goes into, you know, playing any position, particularly inside linebacker, you know, the recognition of all the different blocking schemes, the proper fits, and it isn't like we lined up and just played one defense with him in there. So if that's his first game, I think it's scary to see what's ahead.
And definitely set the tone, I think, the run defense and the way they were flying around in the football.
Definitely. I mean, Matt Forte is someone we have a lot of respect for. And Chicago obviously ran the ball very well in the first game. He was the focus. You know, we wanted to make sure that we took away the run game and you know, try to make the Bears one-dimensional.
Talking about that run defense, Mike, most of the game, by and large, maybe all of it, you played with just two defensive linemen. So they had to be doing a nice job. And I thought one guy that kind of jumped out every once in a while, Josh Boyd, played with a lot of energy.
Yeah, definitely. D-line played well. Josh had probably his best game of the year, clearly one of his best games. It was good to get Nick Perry, you know, more snaps. That was definitely a focus with Clay going inside, Nick Perry and Mike Neal getting on the field more.
We haven't even gotten to the point of Aaron Rodgers, 6 first-half touchdown tosses, and he breaks another NFL record with 16 career touchdowns of 70 or more yards. Is there something that you see out of him, Mike? He's so consistent, you almost take him for granted, but is there something pregame or during the game when you see him on fire that you just say, keep riding him, how does that all work?
You know, Aaron's very, very consistent in pregame. You know, really, you know, we always talk about complete players, player at their particular position that can do everything. Well, that's what Aaron is. I mean, he can make every throw. He can make it in the pocket, out of the pocket. I don't think people realize mentally, you know, how gifted he is. I mean, the way he sees the game, the way he studies the game, his preparation, everything goes into it. So, and I think the one play to Jordy where Chicago, you know, busts the coverage, mm-hmm. Jordy recognizes immediately, and Aaron, you know, jumps out there and takes full advantage of it. And heck, the two or three throws he had on the move yesterday are just, you know, they're big-time plays. I don't know if there's another guy in the league that can make those plays.
Mike, this dominating in every respect victory over the Chicago Bears, could you see it coming as the team prepared for it and so forth?
Well, to me, I don't think you can ever see anything coming in this league. And I'm talking about results, but I will say this. I think we all were, to a man, very confident that we were going to play very well in the game. So I thought it started on Monday. It was clearly our best week of preparation. Felt that walking off the field Thursday. I mean, Larry, you were at practice Thursday. I thought that was as good of a practice. I mean, I thought the defense was the intensity and just, you know, it was the way it needs to look. And that's the thing that you look for as a coach, when your preparation looks exactly what you're trying to get done. And this was that week. And we went out and played very well. Now, because you can't really control how the other team's going to play, but we went out and played our best football.
We have to talk about the Eddie Lacy screen. First of all, he had incredible patience to let the block set up. And I think I counted, Mike, you know, Sitton, Lang, Lindsley, Richard Rodgers, Nelson, Cobb, and Adams all blocking downfield for him. Is that just textbook? Was that a thing of beauty to watch that whole thing develop?
Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know why Aaron wasn't down there. No, it's well executed, and I think, you know, once again, I think you've seen, you know, Eddie Lacy the last couple of weeks. I mean, Eddie is a complete running back. You know, his ability, obviously, to run the football, excellent pass protection, and now we're seeing his receiving skills, and particularly the run after the catch.
Mike, I've kind of developed a philosophy that in the NFL, you're not a hero for playing hurt. You're a hero for playing hurt and well, and it would look like Lang, Sitton, Burnett, all your questionable guys certainly did that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can't say enough about those three guys. I think when you're on the plane ride back after a loss that we, you know, like we suffered in New Orleans, you're thinking about what's going on the next week, and then you have your medical report the next day, and you really don't think that those guys really have a chance to play. So it's what pro football players do. I mean, it's amazing what they go through mentally, emotionally, and ultimately physically.
All right, next up, we bring in our special guest, Micah Hyne. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.